from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Yes, sir. Rolling on a Tuesday. Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, paid. Luke Kennard, not paid yet. Caleb Mills, denied. USA Soccer, disgraced. And former Tigers safety, Quindell Johnson, cemented, as far as I'm concerned, after reading a Daily Memphian article by the great Tim Buckley. There's a story there I think we'll be talking about today. Quindell Johnson, the Bear, the Chicago Bear, DB, safety. He's on our depth chart. We love him. He was a leader here. And boy, did he pull back the curtain a little bit with Tim Buckley over the Daily Memphian, if you haven't read the story about his time, how he finished it off. And Buckley's doing a piece on NIL. I look like a multiple-parter. I think we're in part 3 right now. And, yeah, man, that Quindell Johnson news that we got about his last year at Memphis, what he was paid. Wow. Wow. Loyal.
Yeah.
Loyalty. K-Dot told you about it.
Yeah, he did. He did. The last one is better, you know.
That's right. Look at you.
Respect.
I see you coming up in here sharp today.
I don't know. We'll see. We got 3 hours.
In your Raider regalia.
That's right. It's a day that ends in Y, which means I am wearing Raiders. So, yeah, look, I was trying to – I found myself trying to, you know, get excited about the prospect of watching Gardner Minshew this season, but it did not last long. Now, quickly –
y'all should be tanking.
Was reminded. Well, I think we will be. Not intentionally, it will just happen for us. It will just the L's will be handed to us. So that will be fun to watch. Hopefully, we can improve our draft position, like last year, where we won a little too much for Antonio.
Can't wait for Raider camp to get started.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a big show today. Every show is big, right? Every show is a blessing, a big blessing, a big blessing. Plumbing company. So at 11:25, Jessica Benson's going to join us at that time. And we'll talk Grizzlies as we always do with Jessica Benson.
Clock's ticking.
Clock is ticking. So we will continue to tick down the clock with Jessica at 11:25. Late ad, we're going to talk to Drew Hill at 1:25. He is on the road, but he will join us at 1:25, and we'll get his thoughts on the latest. Obviously, Zach Edey was introduced. The second rounders were introduced. And we will talk to him about the Luke Kennard situation and more. And a backup big. They were linked to Daniel Tice today.
See, I'll take that.
Yeah, Daniel Tice is fine. Daniel Tice is exactly the kind of – I mean, look, he's going to get absolutely cooked defensively. All right? Like, cooked. But he's – serviceable, right?
You're I mean him as much as I do just veteran big. That's what we're talking about.
But he is horrible defensively. Like, that has to be said. Although, again, I did watch a game this year where it was Clippers Wolves on the road, and Daniel Tice played a lot of minutes in that game, and the Clippers were able to get it done on the road. Yeah, he played 29 minutes. And they won 89-88 against the Timberwolves, you know, with their front line, right? Cat and Rudy Gobert.
You seem to remember every randomly good performance by old vets.
Yeah.
Like D. Rose's Denver game last year that you continually bring up. You remember these random performances.
Yeah.
From guys that, like Tice, bro?
Yeah.
You remember a breakout game that you were watching?
I wouldn't say it was a breakout game, but it was a
29-minute game. He was obviously an integral part. He played a ton.
Oh, he had more minutes than Zubats in that game. Zubats was in foul trouble, if I remember correctly. And
you have a memory like Pastner.
Yeah, it's like random stuff, though.
Right.
It's like, yeah, like, I mean, who the hell?
Can you recall Reggie Jackson's best game last year?
Oh, I don't think there were many. No, I know. But the Nuggets, I don't.
Yeah,
think,
yeah. I just threw one at you. I didn't know, get no particular reason.
Not really. Okay. I don't think Reggie had many highlights last year. But yeah, March 3rd was that game. He had 29 minutes. And
thank you for that.
I mean, look, I didn't watch every Clippers game, but I happened to be watching that one, and I remember saying, "Damn, they are playing Tice a lot," and they got away with it. They got away with it against obviously a team that went to the West Conference Finals.
Tice or Wiseman?
Well, Tice.
You need him.
It's proven.
In the case, the right, exactly.
But
I think so. I think I'm there.
I mean, you would have to get to the. I mean, Wiseman would be somebody who, like, you know, you can't get, you know, like Wiseman or Mo Bamba. I'd go Wiseman.
Okay.
Like that.
I think I'm with you on that one too.
Like Wiseman or Thomas Bryant, I go Wiseman.
Okay. Not Wiseman, Tice.
No.
Dang.
No.
He can't get over the Tice Mountain. I mean, we got over the Bamba Mountain.
Tice would be the best probably you could do
no,
right now.
No, I mean, I didn't see the 29 minutes like you did, but I'm going to trust
you. He had 13 rebounds.
I'm going to trust you, bro.
And remember, he helped lead Germany to their World Cup win last year.
That's why you're locked in.
Yeah. I mean,
why you catch him randomly.
Yeah.
What that Germany team did.
He was very good for Germany in the World Cup. Different style.
Well, something along those lines, and I'm fine if it's Tice.
As you know, FIBA basketball is different than NBA basketball. You know, it's a lot less ISO.
Yes.
And you get sort of, you know, hunted a little less in FIBA than you will in the NBA. So that's just, I mean, again, we were talking about a bag of big here, so it's not like it's a high leverage. They're not going to ask this guy to come in here and start. But
you need one.
Yeah, I think, like, if we were sort of, you know, going down the list, like, the guy with Orlando, I have no idea. Like, Batadze? I have no idea. Whatever. If him or Wiseman, I probably would say Wiseman. They're just as much of a gamble.
So there's only one man.
Well, yeah.
Just so far.
Yeah. Tice is a vet. He's been in the league for 10 years.
Tice.
Yeah. But everybody else, I would just gamble on Wiseman. It's all a gamble anyway.
Right.
Like, at least this guy's a number two pick. So... And he is not the worst player in the NBA. Like, James Wiseman was...
It cannot be.
He was playing...
I was discussing that with somebody yesterday. That's where I'm at. There's got to be something still in that body.
I mean, he shot 61% from the floor. He averaged 7-5 in 17 minutes.
How is he medically?
As far as I know, he's fine. Yeah. I mean, I would definitely take a shot.
I have to kick the tires.
He had 21-17 against the Spurs in his last game of the season. I don't know if Wimby was playing in that one, but
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't. 21-17 is Tice wasn't doing that,
right?
And there's more upside still there.
Wimby
I still believe there's something there.
I think so too. Enough to take a gamble,
kick
right?
The tires.
Take a gamble on it. Anyway, that's the show today here on Jason and John. But we do have a lot to get to, and you know we like to kind of sum it all up in a little thing we call cap or no cap. Let's get it.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now, it's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
For no cap.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
All right, we have a lot of topics that we have to bounce around on, but we'll start with what happened and what we saw last night in Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
Or from Saturn, depending on, you know, your view. We should stop thinking we'll ever be good in men's soccer. Cap or no cap?
Well, I'd ask you, who sits around worrying and concerned and having a bad day about USA soccer being bad?
Well, I think there are a lot of people.
I know there are soccer.
There are a lot of people.
Let me start there, because let me tell you this, and you already know it. It ain't me.
Okay. So you don't care.
And it's not much of this city.
Well, no, it's not much of
Jeff
this city.
Jeff asked for soccer callers and help today. No one called.
Well, miscalculation on that on his part.
I'm just saying it was representative of how much we care.
Well, in Memphis, but if you went to a, you know, Seattle, people would care. It's just it's the market, bro. It's, you know,
give it to me again.
We should stop thinking we'll ever be good in men's soccer.
I never thought it.
Well, there are people that think we should be.
Oh, I know. We have the deepest talent pool we've ever had.
Right, the golden generation.
I hear the conversation on USA Soccer that I don't wish to be a part of.
Okay.
I listen to it.
You do listen to it.
I don't wish to be a part of it. No one cares.
Well, people...
What are we talking... It's not... Why are we... It's not our game.
Okay.
Now, if you want to make an argument to me that we should be better... Of course, how long have we been saying that? For a while now. Should we be on top of the world? Probably not. You tell me how much of our resources are dedicated to it in terms of, you know, the things that we pay attention to that are important to us now.
Yeah.
How much is USA Men's Soccer up there? I'd say it's falling down the list.
Right.
Now, I realize there, you know, there are people that follow it. There are people that support it and are diehards. And I don't come from this place looking to disrespect it. But I'm just, if you think America should be on top of the world in terms of men's soccer, like, when's that ever been the case?
I just think...
When's it ever been the case?
Never.
Never,
it's,
right, never.
In women's it has, but in men's...
Not in men's.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think there is just a... There's an American sort of, you know, innate sense that if we are doing something, we need to be the best at it. For context, you know, Uruguay has 3.4 million people in the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we have 10 times that.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, we probably have two or three times their population just playing the game of soccer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it is embarrassing. It is embarrassing to have a team with our resources and our population go out there and really never even threaten in a game they had to win to advance to the knockout stage of the Cup. We're not even talking about the World Cup here. We're talking about this is a tournament of the Americas.
I understand that.
This isn't even the World Cup.
Disgrace.
So, but I feel like we've had so many of these moments over the years.
And we can't score.
I mean, come on. And, you know.
We don't take chances.
And, you know, Pulisic by himself is just not close to enough.
Right.
I mean, he's just not close to enough.
I mean, I would say pressure's on you, American man,
yeah,
to get more of your young men out there and playing, no?
Well, no.
Everybody tells me the talent pool is great, though. So what's the problem then? You're going to tell me it's Burkhalter? You're going to tell me it's coaching?
I've heard that before. Coach should go.
Go get your European coach then.
Yeah.
Then what's your excuse?
Well, I'm just telling you. You just keep trying until something works, but Burkhalter is definitely not working. Or how about this? How about we just stop trying?
Period. I'm down.
How about we just say we're not going to participate in national soccer?
It's not our game. We don't even have the best league in the world in America. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's not. So expecting to be on top,
right.
You're right. We should be better than we are. And that's a fair argument that I listen to all day and believe. But this idea that we should, you know, oh, we're big, strong America, and look at all, you know, look at all of our resources and all of our talent, and we should be dominant. That's never been the case. It's not us. With basketball, we'll just use that example. When we were losing with the college kids, what do? We sit in the pros. And why did we do it? Because it's ours. We feel like this is ours. We're going to give you our best. There just isn't that. There isn't that comparison on this side. We're throwing the best that we've got in it in terms of our system. This is the best that we've got. And it's, you know, frankly, because I don't know. The world's been ahead of you and remains ahead of you.
Right. I mean,
the world pays more attention.
I hear, you know, like we talked about, like the golden generation.
It cares more.
What is golden about this? Like we are subjected to golden showers by other countries.
The world's more disciplined when it comes to soccer. Our guys, my understanding, we were undisciplined during this Copas America that this thing
Copa
we can't
America,
even what
yep.
We can't even advance in, bro.
I mean, it's embarrassing.
It's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. I mean, if this was basketball, heads would roll. Let's just be clear about that, right? Whoever was,
but that's the difference, right? We don't care
enough.
With basketball, we had an option. We sent in our reinforcements. We have a pro league that we consider is the best in the world,
right.
And so we can send in the best.
Right.
We don't have that in America. That's the point I'm making here.
Yeah. It's not the same.
And so the argument should it be better than it is? It's not a discussion. Of course it should. But there's no way
we can come at this from
a point of, can we get on top and dominate like we should? That should never be part of the conversation.
No, I agree.
Yeah, it should be better. better. Replace the coach. Let's go see if we can be right. That's the the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to be okay.
Well, I was way more passionate on this than you, so give me credit for that.
No, you definitely were.
Now,
passionate.
You didn't think I was going to give you anything here.
No,
you thought this was going to be one sided.
I thought you were just going to dismiss it as I like basketball and football.
I like basketball, football. Forget that's what you thought. Yeah, that's what you thought you were going to get. Fire him then.
He should.
If you guys are so passionate,
he should
send
be
him on out of here.
But like, didn't he have
some problems that early on? Y'all were trying to get him fired anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. You tried to undermine him.
Now he's got on field problems, on pitch problems.
He can't score.
So
not creative enough.
It's embarrassing. It's really shameful to be hosting that. That was at Kansas City, Missouri, at Uruguay.
Now they should have had Mahomes out there.
Walked into your trap and took over your trap. You know, where's Travis Kelce?
Did Mahomes go?
I did not see him.
Now, that man can't be at this thing in his own city.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about how important this is to Americans?
Well, this is not – if it was the World Cup, I think he would have been there. I think we do host it in 26, right? We are hosting the World Cup.
Who are you asking?
We're hosting the World Cup. That's the thing. It's like we're going to be the host country.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying you're asking me if
and
we're
it's
hosting.
Like, and it's like, you know, we're not even going to advance to the knockout. We suck. We are so bad.
And what y'all not talking about is that our women have come down.
Right. Our women.
We can't even look to them anymore as the powerhouse.
Well, that was
the holding up USA soccer because most of those old heads have graduated now in this transition period.
Alex Morgan,
has not
Carly
been
Lloyd,
so golden.
Rapinoe.
See how on soccer I am, bro?
Yeah.
You're not going to throw me off.
I don't want to throw you off. I just want to know how we fix it, if we can fix it.
Fire a coach.
Okay, so fire the coach. And then, you know,
But don't give me this thing about care more and put more
under 12,
care more resources
under 12,
in it. We got to fix
12.
Our under 12 system.
Yeah. I mean, I think.
Who is it? The Kyrieville, who is it? Lobos?
Is that who it is?
I don't know, man. I thought this is where you're supposed to know.
No, I just
think. This is what Domo's going to be.
The problem is we play soccer like we play basketball, bro. Like everything is just isolation. Everything's just one-on-one. Like Pulisic was trying to kick the ball over his head.
See, it's how we play. Again, that's American.
Yes.
There's something about that that's American.
We don't have. I was just watching. Like we were just not. We were not choreographed. We were not coordinated. There was no teamwork.
Pulisic got no help.
Yeah, I mean, it was just. They were scared to shoot the damn ball. I mean, they're like Ben Simmons out there. They didn't even want to put a shot on goal.
Just calm down, man. How much you lose on this? Good Lord.
What I lost is my pride as an American.
But there was never any there. There never should have been stuff. Let's tune in now in a game we're already.
You know, we hadn't lost to Uruguay since the 80s or something.
Right. Let's tune in now with our backs against the wall.
Right.
Probably not going to win.
Yeah.
This is the time for American pride in soccer. Man,
bro,
get up out of here.
We couldn't even get out of a group of countries that we give aid to.
I know.
Okay? I mean, that is...
Shut it down.
We give aid to Bolivia,
okay? Shut the program down then.
They call us in when they need, like, water and stuff. And we can't even get out of a group with Panama, Bolivia, and Uruguay, bro. I mean, this is really a low. This is a new low. In fact, I would say no further aid. No further aid for any of these nations as a result of them embarrassing us on our home soil.
What's that game they play over there with the bat and the ball hits the ground first? Is that cricket? Is that cricket?
Yeah.
Would you expect us to be cold in cricket?
Bro, we won a cricket game against – we pulled off a huge upset. We pulled off a huge upset against, somebody.
We won a game?
Bro.
I'm talking about dominant. Would you expect us to dominate?
We upset Pakistan, bro. We upset Pakistan in a historic World Cup victory last month.
That's amazing, first of all. But do we dominate?
I don't know if we dominate, but
no, we don't. It's not our game, is my point.
Well, we can't win in soccer.
Nor do we care.
Oh, I care about cricket.
We don't have the best cricket league that we can, again, like with the NBA, you can send your pros to. We don't have the best soccer professional league.
But we're still able to pull off a historic upset in cricket. Why can't we do that in soccer?
It's historic for a reason. Because we typically don't do a damn thing against Pakistan.
Look. The American,
okay.
The American.
And so my point is
way.
Still the same. We've had historic wins in men's soccer. It's nothing. It's not. It's not designed to dominate.
Well, okay.
It's designed to be better than Panama, than Uruguay.
And it's not.
But I'm not outraged about that.
Well, you should
sue
be.
Me.
You should be.
No, I'm not.
Because you're an
I'm
American.
I'm outraged
you
that you're trying to hold me to some kind of outrage.
No,
that's
you're
where
an American.
The passion's really coming from. You're acting like we're supposed to care. This is fake.
This is not
a
fake.
Lot of America. We always talk real. About the soccer community and how much people care, right?
They care.
Let's talk real about how many do not.
Well, okay.
Because it's a large number.
But
because we know we're not supposed to dominate this.
Well,
and yes, at times we will embarrass ourselves. We're fine with it.
Yes.
That's reality.
Well, okay. Can we not get back to our principles as Americans, though? If we do something, we are expected to be the best at
How
it.
How come you don't feel about this way about when the American baseball team loses?
Well, I mean,
what? Is that not our game?
No.
We've lost that.
We have lost that.
Yeah, we lost it a long time ago. You just gave up on that.
Yes.
That's where I am on soccer.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Where's the passion for baseball? Same way. Why aren't we? And there should be more, right? Because that's America's game in that sense, and we've lost it. Whereas soccer was never our game.
Okay.
It's the world's game.
No, I mean, so that's a fair point.
If we're going to hold up as we should be outraged or certainly better than we are and doing something about it, we should be saying the same thing about baseball. But there are some things that have gotten to a point where I just think we're not going to spend that much attention or that much concern over.
So Trump was right. Trump was right.
He's rarely right.
We have to worry about people from outside taking our jobs. That's happened. It's happened.
Well, he said black jobs.
Oh, okay. Just, okay.
Not your job.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm good.
And again, we have a list that's going around. It's gone around black people since the debate.
Yeah.
And we've continued to add to it. Okay, where we qualify for these jobs.
Gotcha.
Black jobs that the immigrants are taking.
Gotcha. Is there a most prominent one?
No.
Okay.
No. It's a list that we continue to work on, and we will...
Okay, update it in real time.
Right, and maybe show it to you whites a little bit later when it's finalized,
okay.
Because I can tell you're very interested.
I am. I'm always like, I like to stay up on current affairs. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you what's on that thing. President.
Yes, it is. Good. Can we get
Let me tell you something. How about a round of applause for that? Let me tell you something else on there. Vice President. Let me tell you something else on there.
What's on there?
Thank you, Mark Giannotto, Memphis Athletic Director.
There we go. 92.9 host. Can we get a round of applause
Black
for him?
Job. Now,
that's
boy,
awesome.
You've had more passion in this discussion about soccer
that
than you
awesome.
Were banking on, haven't you?
That is awesome.
Couldn't even get to your second and third and fourth cap or no cap.
That's great. We can just save those for later in the show.
We're still working on the list.
That's perfect.
But it includes a lot.
Okay,
Let me tell you that. It ain't going to be no short list.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm happy, man. That's good. The longer it gets, the better everybody is.
Damn
so,
right.
Anyway.
And we added Memphis Athletic Director to it.
Can it be U.S. Men's
Mark
National
Giannotto
Team
crying
soccer
from
coach.
Up in Chicago like Jesse Jackson?
That's right. His lasting legacy. Can a black job be the U.S. Men's National Team coach?
We don't want it.
Oh, okay.
We don't want that. We don't want it.
Okay. I understand, actually. That's a tough job, man. It's a very, very difficult job.
Detroit Pistons coach.
That's right. That is...
Every damn time, feels like.
That is a
they
black job.
They saved that one for us.
That is a... You are exactly right. That is a black job. It's probably number one. It probably is number one.
I saw another good one. It was on for the BETs. Television judge.
That's diverse.
We have most of them right now. I realize Judge Judy's out there,
right.
But
she's kind of the goat.
If you think about it, we have a ton of them right now. I can't even name them all. If you go on middays,
yeah,
it's all black judges.
Gotcha.
Even Steve Harvey has a judge show. Did
really?
You know that?
It's him.
Yeah, he's the judge. I don't know that he has any real credentials.
Steve Harvey's the judge.
Yes, bro. Yes, I can tell Brad hasn't watched it. Brad got that Trump lip right now. This is not a subject. I'm messing with you, bro. I'm messing with you. You know, we know how Brad votes.
Yes, Brad
and
votes
so,
blue.
Now, yeah, I was going to say, this is not a discussion he's interested in.
Kennedy.
Yeah, there you go.
No, he's going independent. He's going in. He's just endorsed.
I like it. I like what you're doing. Because we were, what's the word? Let down?
Holy
night.
Mess,
I mean,
brother.
You weren't here, so we didn't get your take on what we
I heard y'all talk about it. I was on the road.
It was tough. It's tough. And y'all know how I feel about old Joe.
Yeah,
I mean,
you guys said it best. Like, I mean, you pretty much covered this. It was a dark day. It was a dark day.
Yes.
It's like when you're telling your family about how bad grandpa's got.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it was tough.
You haven't had a serious conversation.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
But
talk to
Prevagen at work.
Talk to him, Jill.
Yeah, well,
Don't look like she's.
At any rate, I'm not sure what's worse right now.
American soccer or what?
The Democratic Party's...
Ooh, both a mess.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe both need changes, right? Maybe both need changes at the top. All right, we'll come back. Jessica Benson's going to join us. We'll talk to her about this, about the Grizzlies. Zach.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Edie. Her name? Jessica Benson. Her show? Call the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd. Catch her at Grand City Media and the Grizz Radio Network when the Grizzlies are playing basketball games. She joins us every Tuesday. She joins us now. Hello, friend.
What's up? How's it going?
Things are great. There is excitement. There is despair in America. And not because of the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, but because of the United States men's soccer team, which we'll get to maybe later. But I don't know. You did the show. Where were you? Where was the draft show? Where was it?
Southland Hotel and Casino.
Gotcha. Southland Casino and
lit up in that thing.
And it's beautiful, right? And they like it used to not be. It used to not be so beautiful, but it is beautiful now. I have not been over there yet.
It is a gorgeous casino. It is quite nice.
And so Zach Edey's drafted. And how did the patrons at Southland react?
You know that I am always going to be honest from somebody who was the eyes and ears on the ground. And they reacted a heck of a lot better than I expected them to, considering the lead up to that pick, right? Because you have to paint the whole picture of being in a room surrounded by hundreds of Grizzlies fans who had the trickle of the report from Jake Fisher rolling through the seats where he's saying, okay, the Grizzlies are going to trade up. with the Charlotte Hornets. This is it. It's happening. And it really was very much like the, oh my God, it's happening moment for people there. And then it's like, psych, that's not, the Hornets are going to keep their pick. The Portland Trailblazers are going to end up with Donovan Clingan at 7. You get to the Grizzlies taking at 9. And I felt that the response was pretty overall positive from the fans, who clearly identified, hey, we need a center. We just drafted a center. We drafted someone who, in theory, is going to be a great rebounder, and that was a need that was addressed. And even, you know, collectively through the night, when you would check in with the audience and say, how are you feeling about Zach Edey, there was actual, like, genuine enthusiasm there. And so I felt from that point forward, okay, cool, this is a fan base that is ready to buy into the vision that Zach Kleiman and this front office see with Zach Edey, and that's where we go from here.
What do you think about the decision to sort of forgo, you know, going with the Canadian national team, that chance to play in Paris, and to sort of commit right now to work in the body? Sounds like, I suppose, we'll get a roster here. Maybe it's already out, but that we'll see him in summer league. What did that show us about Zach Edey?
I just think that it showed where his priorities lie right now, yeah. And that's a good thing. Like, you want,
absolutely,
as fans of the Memphis Grizzlies, you want the priorities to lie with creating the best and most fluid rookie experience that you can ask for, and that all begins with getting around the team as much as possible with summer league and beginning to develop chemistry with, and we still don't have the official roster, but even thinking about the chance to see Zach Edey and Gigi Jackson maybe play some minutes. You don't need to see a ton from Gigi Jackson this summer league, but that would be fun from a summer league viewing perspective, and to just see how he runs within the Grizzly system, to be around the coaches, to be around the training staff, and to be around some of the vets who always roll through summer league. Like, we see this every year where John, Jaren, and Dez, and, you know, pick a guy, any guy, usually makes some sort of appearance in Vegas. The entire NBA descends on Vegas, and so it makes sense that current members of the Memphis Grizzlies would be there, and you just start forming those bonds. Also, just from a sheer risk protection factor, you wouldn't want Zach Edey to go play for Team Canada and get cooked. Like, it wouldn't be the most fun thing to look on the national stage, and I think he has an opportunity to be really dominant in summer league. We've seen him and what he's capable of doing around guys his age and slightly older, and I know summer league, sometimes the chaos around it and not a whole lot of set basketball as guys are trying to earn their spots on rosters, but I think we could be looking at double-double machine Zach Edey in summer league, and that's a fun thing to look forward to.
In terms of next season, obviously it will probably be informed by, you know, what or who, what moves Grizz make, who they bring in. But in terms of, you know, what you think defines success for Zach, what does that look like for him as a rookie?
I think he is certainly in a position where he could be in the starting lineup on opening night. And from success as a rookie, the thing that is nice for Zach Edey is he doesn't have to be what he was at Purdue, and that's the number one option with right. All things rolling through Zach Edey. Instead, you look at him as an ancillary piece, and again, addressing the primary need of someone's got to get some boards for this team. That was a huge deficiency last year, and understanding both defensive and offensive glass and what Zach Edey can be there, how he can continue to perhaps advance as a passer out of the post. There's always going to be a chasing of the Steven Adams experience to a degree, at least right now for this team, because we saw how a Steven Adams made life easier for Ja, for Jaren. And I think Zach Edey, while he's not going to roll in and be Steven Adams immediately, he at least gives you some of those traits that can perhaps help elevate this team and put it in a place of stability. You don't need him to be a scorer for you, although you certainly hope that, you know, he's able to score in the paint efficiently, and that's something that he proved he was really good at in college. Can he finish those lobs from Jaw? Sure. But ultimately, you just need him to be kind of a glue of a center that keeps this thing rocking and can, you know, not be a liability on defense as well. And I know we'll have to get through 82 games and then ultimately see how it plays out in the postseason when things change, but that's a long ways away. And so just to think about that immediate impact he can have, it's why he's, when I checked yesterday, he was sixth in Rookie of the Year odds. And that's because he has the legitimate opportunity to be a critical piece within this group.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would go Bronny there for sure in terms of the handicap. I think it's going to be tough, you know, in terms of that particular. I know you weren't, like, trying to, like, talk about the betting market because that's, you can't even bet on it. I think it's going to be tough for him to win something like that because his usage is just not going to be there. But I think if that was ever something that was voted on in terms of impact to team as opposed to individual player, I think he would be, you know, one of the I do think he will be. We'll look up and we'll say he's one of the better, more immediate impact rookies of the year. I do believe that. He's not going to win the award, but I do think his impact will be felt in a way that few others will be next season.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. And, I mean, not to – I don't want to continue to drive home the Steven Adams piece because they're very, you know, different while also being centers and critical within this group and their makeup. But, like, Steven Adams was never an all-star. And think about how many times we said, oh, the impact. You just don't understand the impact. It's something that has to be felt and seen within the context of this team to truly understand. And I do think Zach Edey has that same amount of impact available to him here in his rookie season.
What would you say just to the folks that are out there right now that are, you know, maybe, and John used the word restless yesterday, I don't know, that are looking at the Grizzlies and sort of, you know, it's kind of trying to spin them a narrative, oh, you're sitting on, you know, sitting on your hands. What would you say to that faction?
I would say think of a Memphis Grizzlies lineup and rotation that is Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Desmond Bane at its core, and then throw in Marcus Smart and Vince Williams Jr. and Gigi Jackson and Brandon Clark and Zach Edey, and we still don't know about Luke Kennard and what his status is with the team, but you just look at a roster that a lot of those roster spots are filled, and just because, and I get it, you know, even just from a fan of the NBA, you get a certain amount of FOMO when you're watching all these other teams do deals, particularly teams in the West, like in Oklahoma City Thunder, for example, and you're like, man, I want my team to make a deal where everybody's talking about it on TV, about how great it is, and how you're the winner of free agency. And with the Grizzlies this year, the win for them will be health. Like, this all comes down to their health next year, and that being, God, it has to be better than it was last year, knock on wood, fingers crossed, but you get what your team was supposed to look like last year now can come into fruition this year. And so it's just a different lens to view it through, and I understand the restlessness, and there can be certain levels of frustration, but you kind of have to trust in this group that you believed in so much last year before everything fell apart to now trust in it again this year with some other addition. I mean, going into the season last year, you had no idea what you had in Vince Williams Jr. or in Gigi Jackson, and now you do add Zach Edey into the mix, and to kind of, for I hate the trust the process cliche, but to trust the process and see how it looks come opening night before you have any semblance of a finger on a panic mode for them not doing anything.
I don't know if it was recent or not, but did you happen to see the question that Ja Morant was asked about, like,
I did.
Who he'd like to play with? And his answer was a clone of myself.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Absolutely beautiful. No notes. 10 out of 10 answer.
Like, he didn't even hesitate. He was asked, like, what kind of player would you most like to play with? He said, you know, probably just a clone of myself. Like, he didn't say, like, you know, D-Bay. He didn't say Jerry.
We're not getting a shooter over there or nothing.
Two Jaws.
Can you imagine a Jaw throwing a lob to a Jaw?
Well, that would be something.
Two Jaws.
I'm brain broken.
That's a dangerous team. That's a dangerous
that
team. But in terms of, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm too high, but I really am anticipating such a hell of a year for him upon his return. Obviously, health is going to be the big concern, but I really think that there's a way where he gets back on the court, and this Grizzlies team is a top four seed, and they pick up right where they left off. It just feels like that is in the cards for Ja. How do you sort of feel about, you know, where he is and you know how it will look once he does get back?
He played 9 games last year, and the Grizzlies went 6-3, and he looked incredible. Like, we were talking that Ja could save the season at the point in which he came back last December, and especially with those 2 games against the New Orleans Pelicans, the first one back and then the one, I think it was the day after Christmas, and everyone's thinking to themselves, this season felt dead and gone, and look at what the insertion of Ja Morant has done for the Memphis Grizzlies. And then he gets hurt, and everything falls apart from there. But I would just take those 9 and be like, You gotta believe what you've seen. And what we've seen is when Ja Morant is able to play basketball and is on the court via no injuries and no suspensions, he is one of the best players in the NBA. And I know we operate in a what have you done for me lately society, and certainly as a league and as sports viewers and fans. But my God, I feel I am right there with you firmly that it will be a very quick reintroduction to, oh, the Grizzlies have Ja Morant. That makes the Grizzlies legitimately scary. And you put all the other pieces around him, and that makes the Grizzlies one of the better teams in the West next year.
Bigger future problem for the Grizzlies, and you mentioned one of the teams I was going to ask you about, OKC, in terms of now we've seen everything from draft to a little bit of free agency, OKC or Minnesota in terms of bigger future problem? Which one do you believe in
more? I think OKC, and they still have their treasure trove of assets.
Yep.
I mean, it feels as if, to me, they were the winners of, or have been the winners of free agency thus far. And having their core of SGA and Chet and Jalen Williams, and then adding truly valuable rotation players in Alex Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein, you had two glaring issues from the Thunder in the playoffs. One of them was that Josh Giddey was unplayable.
Yep.
You replaced him with Alex Caruso. Yep. The other being that they needed more size and rebounding, and they get a guy in Isaiah Hartenstein, who many Grizzlies fans fell in love with throughout his run in the postseason with the New York Knicks. And now he's in OKC. And I think they are built in a way that, one, it presents really fun matchups for the Grizzlies, but it is challenging. And it once again puts the spotlight on windows closed so quickly because teams like the Thunder make moves like they have made throughout this stretch. And they're scary.
Yeah, it's intimidating.
I'm talking to Jessica Benson. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. Catch on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt on Grind City Media. I want to get your thoughts on something societally.
And
you're the perfect person to ask about this because, like me, you're chronically on the internet. the Hawk Tua girl. That's what she's forever known as now. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I saw an interview that she did with, I guess, Barstool yesterday, and like she was talking about moving to LA and like she's going to start a podcast and she's going to do all these shows. And you know, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, why? What did you do? Other than say something funny once, like,
yeah,
can you help me understand this world we live in now? Maybe you have trouble understanding it too, but where, like, what on earth would make her believe that because she said something funny once that she needs to move to Los Angeles?
So something would tell me that someone has identified her as a funny person, period, and she had her funny moment, and she's talked to a girl, and her real name is Haley Welch, as I learned yesterday when she did that podcast, and she cleared up the rumors that she had been a teacher who got fired, and I do think that the rumor of her being a teacher having gotten fired, which did not happen, but I think that helped even elevate her further, because then she became like a martyr of sorts, like, oh, this girl lost her job for something she said on the internet. We must rally around her. And next thing you know, she's on stage with Zach Bryan at a concert. And Zach Bryan's girlfriend is the host of that Barstool podcast. So it's all connected. And now you can't convince me. Maybe she's an industry plant. I don't know. But ultimately, I'm with you in that it feels a little abrupt to move to Los Angeles and plan that career for yourself. But hey, people have made a living on the internet for a lot less. Right? Like this went,
Have they really a lot less than
people,
one little thing?
I mean, I see people on that app that we spend way too much time on, TikTok, who are clearly making a good amount of money in the influencer community. And she already has a head start because she'll have the followers now.
That's right.
Like, it's just,
but
sometimes
why?
It's just a matter
why?
Of having the eyeballs. It doesn't mean that you're making good content. It doesn't mean that you're
Fair.
Making valuable content. You're just making watched content, and that has dollars attached to it, which is insane. I agree. But, hey, you get your money the way that you can.
I'm in the content business. We're all in the content business. Everybody on this call is in the content business. So I'm not judging that a part of it. I'm wondering, like, why does she – what was the impetus for all this following? I mean, because she said Hawk Tua, got to spit on that thing. I mean, one time.
You didn't
funny.
Need to go there.
I mean, it's funny, but I've said funny things before.
Funny.
You know, you've said funny things
I
before.
I know.
We've all said
okay,
funny things
so
before.
What was the impetus around the kid who did the corn song? Like, remember how obsessed we were with that kid?
Yes.
Yeah, but he didn't go start a podcast, though.
He became very famous.
Corn. But I think he got a deal with corn.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes total sense. He got corn.
I mean,
if you told me that a tobacco company, like a dip company, wanted to start a thing with her, you know, I mean, that would make sense. But again, you're like taking something that has nothing, like, we have no, I guess, you know, go pursue your dreams, all that.
You took a girl from a spring factory in a small town of Tennessee, and have moved her to the big city.
All I can say is good luck, sweetheart. Like, good, it's a cold, hard road out there. After,
you know what? She's probably going to make more money than the three of us combined within the next 6 months.
She might, but it's not going to last. Beyond that,
don't wish that on her.
15. I'm just
don't predict that for her.
It's like that's just not.
You can't put a ceiling on.
We're not talking about.
Yeah, but if you do it correctly, you can get paid enough up front, and then in like I hope she. We want her first thing she should do is hire a financial advisor.
Okay, right.
Hire somebody who helps her with this.
Hire a financial advisor talk to her. I mean that is insane to me. That is insane,
bro. I mean Terry got famous for not backing up.
Bro,
this happens on the internet.
But he
got a wheelchair and became famous.
He didn't get the royalties.
On the internet, you can take advantage of your would be 5 minutes of fame, but you can stretch it out because of the internet these days.
He didn't get the royalties.
I mean, that's what this is.
He didn't get brand deals. He didn't get none of that. He didn't get no podcast. He didn't get no show.
Terry wanted the podcast.
Terry didn't move out of Memphis.
What we wanted was a wheelchair.
You know what I'm saying? Like y'all.
Okay, but now
y'all enable. That's the problem. Y'all enable.
I would make the argument.
It's nonsense.
When I was a young aspiring actress, I remember going to LA on a family vacation, and I was like, I'm just going to walk around Hollywood Boulevard, and maybe I'll get discovered. And then so many people did that, from music to acting to modeling. Yep. You just hoped that a casting director was going to see you, and they're like, yes, that's who I want in my next big picture. And now that's just the internet. So somebody saw this girl and they're like, I like her.
That's right.
I like her attitude. I think she delivers herself in a funny way. She went on that podcast and my TikTok was full of every, 2 minute clip from that podcast. And she was funny. And so now somebody's like, I'm going to make that girl a star. And maybe they will, or she will be forever known as the Hawk to a girl only. But at the very least, she can capitalize on this moment. Now, I'm just grateful that now people who have this lightning in a bottle internet fame can at least make some money off of it. Think about if you went hella viral on Vine back in the day. You made nothing. Mm-hmm. You did it for the sake of art. Now you can at least get some dollars.
I prefer that.
Like a lottery ticket.
I feel like I'm now like an old, this is how old people talk about college sports, you know. I liked it better when I didn't make any money.
Back in my day.
I liked it when you just made it because you were like, you felt like making it and you didn't expect to get anything financially off of it. I hate Twitter now for a lot of reasons, but that is chief among them. That people, it doesn't matter. Like accountability and transparency and all that stuff no longer matters on that app, because it's just about if you got a verification, if you got a check mark, you're just saying whatever you think will get a reaction because you get a Stripe payout every 2 weeks. It doesn't matter if it's right. It doesn't matter if it's wrong. You just want to get a reaction. And to me, that cheapens it. That makes it a lot like, because you could just be controversial for the sake of being controversial.
Of course.
You may not actually think that. You may not actually believe that, but you just know it'll get a rise out of people. You know what I'm saying? And so
the internet's just cheap, period. This is all cheap. We're all in it for these cheap. Everything's falling apart around us. At least let us get our jokes off online. And if somebody could make some money off of it, who am I to stop them?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, listen. It's a free country, or is it? I don't even know. With the
I don't know anymore. I'm unclear.
We may have only a few months left of that being the case, so we better enjoy it while we have it. But
we're certainly never going to win anything in men's soccer. So
that's right.
Take that pillar down.
Dunzo.
Well, can't the new president just unofficially or officially act and say that the team actually won yesterday, and he can, you know, change the outcome?
That's a great test. I think that's a really great test, and we should move forward.
Joe should try.
We are the winner.
Joe should try.
Yep.
See what he can get away with. You know what I mean? See what he can get away with. Jessica, this is...
I would like to be marked immune from ever watching that team again.
There you go. As we all would. As we all would. There's no doubt. You're the best. Thanks
Thank
for the time,
Jess.
As always.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Have a good week.
Yep.
Bye.
She is Jessica Benson. Join us every Tuesday here on the show. Listen, I'm not...
Just calm down.
I'm not trying to hate on somebody, like, taking advantage of a situation. I'm just wondering, like, what is it? I'm trying to understand the perspective of these companies that are looking at this and saying, we got to give that... young lady a podcast. We got to give that young lady a show. Based on what?
What was it on the who are they? The Paul brothers? What was it about them in that first in that first one
they,
that we said, you know what?
Genuinely
we
made
need
good
more of this.
That people watch. They made content. They did it. They were proven. They did it. Now, you may not like it. You may not
No, I don't like
agree.
It. Just like you don't like this girl's content for her.
Well, she doesn't have any content.
She had an answer that went viral. She had an answer that went viral.
I mean,
she had something that had never been verbalized before.
Right, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
it's like fire when we discovered fire.
Right. Well, why are
And she is the inventor.
So she should go all in on Hawk Tua as opposed to trying to be this media conglomerate.
I mean, to me, it's not different than somebody trying to cash in on a sex tape or whatever, you know, whatever else it is in a way. You know what I'm saying? You're going to.
No, because a sex tape, in theory, could last more than 12 seconds, right? I mean, it's gonna be.
I'm just saying it's the same thing. It's what America's looking for these days.
Right. Well, how much commentary of that.
And let me tell you, this answer, she didn't know she was going to go viral.
No, she had no idea.
That's the one thing I can't hate on. This was completely organic.
Agreed.
You know how we say the best stuff's organic? She didn't know what that dude was going to ask her.
That's
nothing.
Right.
She didn't know. She didn't plan that
that's
that
right.
night. And so that's why I don't
that's
hate
right.
on her getting this success off of it, even though I would be like, you didn't need to verbalize that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now it's just taking them. But again,
our fixation though is like, come on.
Well, it's your fixation on sex.
Well, I'm over it.
And that has never changed. You're over sex. That has never changed.
Well, yes,
America, too. America has a fixation on sex, except for you,
because
apparently you've been snipped or something.
I don't know what's going on with you.
You have no desire anymore. You sound like you
Doesn't
got
matter what
sound like
I
you
do.
Got some low T over there that you're telling us about. Just really don't have a lot of desire anymore.
I have desires, but it's just, you know, the logistics of that.
I'm just saying, America is fixated on sex. You cannot argue that. You're saying you're not a part of that.
You're saying
you're separate from that. Right. Not John though. Because again, there is no desire in there anymore.
But you think
the hormones
that
don't get to moving anymore.
Should be hosting 60 Minutes.
And you're turning what on July 4th?
33?
That is a damn shame, bro. Where's Frank Thomas when you need him?
I'm all about it, bro. I'm good.
Doug Flutie and Frank Thomas with them low-T commercials.
What I'm saying is there needs to be a line between a funny viral clip and we have to give this young woman a career.
I'm just saying, my argument would be anything sex
Y'all are
will
immature.
Sell in
Y'all
America.
Are immature.
It was a sexual reference and we... Come on, bro. We go nuts about that. It gets the pot boiling, and she capitalized in a way we'd never heard it put before.
Well,
and that it ain't no different than, you know, us going crazy about sex. That's all it is. Us going crazy about butts on the BET Awards the other
day.
Well, nobody was doing that except you. I was focused on the art and the music. I won't sit up here and lie like you just did. Like I don't have a sexual bone in my hormone in my body anymore. I'm an old man. I don't feel anymore. Isn't that how he just sounded? The man said, "Well, I'm not fixated on sex."
Well, I'm just like I can see. My point is, we all are.
America is.
That's shallow,
and that's how Hawk Tua girl has made it. That's how she's made it.
Right.
And you're hating. If you're hating on her, you have to hate on our fixation on sex.
But it's not.
And how sex sells, and that's not changing.
Okay, agreed. But she didn't even really do anything. She just had a line.
It was organic and phrased in a way we'd never had it put before.
Kim K earned it.
Oh, stop.
She earned it.
Stop.
She had the whole tape.
Now you going too far. Talking about she earned it.
Bro, that was out there.
It was set up. They were trying to pop off.
And they did.
Something should be taken away for that. And you know what I'm saying? As opposed to this was organic. It was from her soul. It was from her heart.
But it was just a verbalization.
What part of Tennessee was it from?
I think it was Nashville, wasn't it?
Somewhere around there, I guess. She's talking about the girl? Yeah. She's from somewhere.
She said
Belfast, Tennessee. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you're going to watch the podcast?
No.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's going to watch the podcast because once you get outside of the universe of Hawk Tua.
Well, her 5 minutes of now that this can be 10 or 15 minutes will die down. Eventually will. Unless she brings some other talent to the table, which is absolutely possible.
I mean,
Really underestimating her in terms of her other areas that she might, talents that she may bring to the table.
What?
I mean, you are really putting a low ceiling on her.
You've
basically said she can't do anything except do the one Hawk Tua line.
But how do we get from that? So I'm moving to L.A. and I'm starting my media career.
It's like Jess says, folks got the podcast equipment out there. They're looking for tomorrow's next viral star. They've already got the content space. They just need content to fill it. And here this girl is getting all the eyes and everything else. It's already set up for the next one of her to have a spot.
Yeah.
Because we're looking for that stuff.
Yeah.
We're looking for the viral. were looking for the sex, John. Just not you. You stopped looking a while back.
I think it's really superficial and shallow of you to do that.
I didn't know. If I had known, we could have. You know, I could have. We could have talked about it privately.
No, I want people to know that I'm seeing things beyond that, beyond the flesh. You know, I'm talking about what's up here.
Yeah, I know.
Can we carry conversation?
I heard you talking about that ice spice.
It
wasn't Ray Charles talking about it. Let me tell you that.
I've never even. Who is Ice Spice?
I could hear the lust in your words,
bro. That is, to be honest with you, like it's actually insulting that you would accuse me of saying anything. I don't even know who Ice Spice is.
And that you, I saw your eyes when you saw it yesterday.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I was focused on Keith Lee being disrespected by Taraji. Which you did not tell me about yesterday, and I'm very disappointed.
Again, very tough when you're doing those things live to get everybody identified and do it exactly as you've got it scripted and planned. I thought she did a great job of turning it. That's Taraji's great. She can float through a mistake and still look so like it was meant to be.
But she did.
She's a tremendous host.
To me, and
she is.
You know, I
all the different looks.
It was very awkward. It was very awkward. You know,
stop.
Then she flirted with the man.
I didn't realize the man's wife was next to her.
Literally,
she had mistaken.
Now Keith Lee put a video out. And he said he does not blame Taraji for that. He actually blames BET. He blames BET and the people that put on the show for putting all of them in that position where Taraji didn't know who Keith Lee was and she thought he was somebody else and then it ended up being awkward. And so basically, and this is why I love
again,
that man.
That's tough when you're doing what she was doing and you're pointing out folks in the crowd.
Oh,
like
it's
that,
very tough.
That part of hosting
is
tough.
And he had grace
for her. Especially if you're telling a joke someone else has written for you and you have no idea really who the people are.
No,
that's even tougher. So that they should have made her more. You're right. In the end, they either should have made her more aware of who's there.
Let's do
here's
a rehearsal.
The context. Let's do a rehearsal.
Yeah.
They put her. I mean, you're right. Whoever wrote that for her, she clearly didn't know who he was.
And that's why I love Keith Lee, man, because he could have been upset and bitter and, you know, salty about the situation with Taraji, but he was not. He said, listen, what is meant for me is meant for me. And what is delivered for me is delivered for me. And that will be the case for me, and it will be the case for you. What God has in store for you will be for you. You know, and he said,
amen.
He said, last night, it was not meant for me. You know, and so I'll be ready for when it is. You know, I'm appreciative, I'm grateful, but I'll be ready for when whatever God has for me, I'll be ready for. And that's why.
You like that answer. That opened your ears and eyes.
No, I mean, that's why I'm such a fan of Keith. And we've tried to get him on the show. I think he was like coming to Memphis or something.
Well, he's clearly a busy man.
Yeah, and he does have some social anxieties that he's talked about before and he's very public about. And so I think that kind of added to it yesterday. He's never really gone to things like that before at that scale, you know. And so for that to happen,
I didn't realize
very much unfortunate. But, you know, sometimes that Keith Lee's an example of making the right people famous. Like, he's the opposite of Hawk Tua, no disrespect, but he's somebody that made content, who put his heart and soul into it, who had substantive things to say and add, and you know, it was not about, you know, being funny. It was about, hey, I love food, it's a passion of mine, and I'm just going to share it with you. This guy was sitting in a Paw Patrol kids chair reviewing food. That's how he started. He started in the kitchen, like a small apartment, and you literally, if you followed him for any amount of time, you've literally watched him go from a small apartment you know, as a guy that's trying to make it in MMA to somebody that's on the red carpet of the BET Awards with tens and tens of millions of followers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.